Brother Mus'ab. And Brother Mus'ab says, I read an answer in one of your replies, and his long story is about the ruling on a Indian. And he says, sorry, but these kind of things are very common in Hinduism, not Islam. I'm not a mufti, but I think in Islam women have every right to get married without the consent and approval of their guardians. Of course, Brother Mus'ab, it's good that you've declared yourself not to be a mufti, because, akhi, it is extremely dangerous to talk about Islamic issues without knowledge, backed by evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah, according to the understanding of the three favored generations of Islam, the generation of the companions, the tabi'in, and the tabi'i tabi'in. And it is extremely dangerous what we are doing. And it has a great toll on us, because it is easy when you know the ruling and you give the fatwa, but it is extremely difficult when you reach a question where you cannot answer, and shaitan comes to you and tells you to improvise, or even worse, it comes to you and tells you to use your logic, like you have just stated. You're not a mufti, alhamdulillah. You believe that it is part of Hinduism that a woman cannot marry herself. Well, if there's a dispute between you and I, Allah tells us in the Quran, and I don't think you have any rejection to the Quran or any hesitation in accepting what the Quran says. Allah says that whenever you dispute over an issue, refer it back to Allah and to the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Which all scholars say, it means that refer it back to the Quran and to the Sunnah. So let us see what the Quran and Sunnah say about a woman marrying without a guardian. All the verses in the Quran, whenever it mentions the marriage of a woman to a man, it usually addresses the guardian of the girl, not the girl herself. When it addresses the man, it says, you marry. When it addresses the woman's side, it says that you make them get married, or you make the girl get married, or you do not prevent, فَلَا تَعْبُرُوهُنَّ. Do not prevent the women from going back to their ex-husbands whom had divorced them and now they want to reconcile. So the guardian says, no. Allah says in the Quran, do not stop them. Do not prevent them. Meaning that if the woman could have gotten back to her husband or ex-husband without the consent of the guardian, Allah would not have mentioned it. And there are two or three more ayahs telling us that whenever a woman wants to get married, it is the role of the guardian to get her married, not that she gets married on her own. So this is point number one. In the hadith, in the sunnah, there are overwhelming narrations where the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, la nikah, there is no marriage, bila wali, without a guardian, without the consent of a guardian. Any woman who marries without a guardian or a wali, her nikah, her marriage is void, 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 alayhi salatu wasalam said. And it's an authentic hadith. In a third hadith, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, a woman does not get another woman married. She doesn't become her guardian. A sister comes and says, my mother is my guardian. No, this is not permissible. And a woman, the Prophet says, alayhi salam, goes on in the hadith, does not marry herself. Only, he says, the Prophet elaborates, only a zaniya, an adulteress, a fornicator, marries herself. All of these hadiths are in accordance to the vast majority of the scholars, Maliki, Shafi'i, and Hanbali. They all agree that it is prohibited and the marriage is void. if done without the consent of the guardian, who is usually the father. Only the Hanafi school of thought say that it is permissible. And all of the ahadith and all of the evidences they presented forward are weak and not authentic, and cannot stand in front of these narrations from the Quran and from the Sunnah. Therefore, this is the ruling of the Prophet ﷺ. So whether you think that this is fair or not, logical or not, unfortunately, for you, for some, and fortunately for us, this is the religion of Allah. We have to comply with it, and we have to follow it.